Matthew chapter 25. Then the kingdom of the heavens will be like 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. Now 5 of them were prudent, and 5 foolish. And the foolish ones took their lamps, but did not take any oil with them. But the prudent ones took oil in their flasks with their lamps. But when the bridegroom took a long time, they all dozed off and were asleep. Then in the middle of the night there was a shout, "Look, the bridegroom is coming. Come out and meet him." Then all those virgins got up and trimmed their lamps. Then the foolish ones said to the prudent, "Give us some of your oil, because our lamps keep going out." But the prudent ones answered and said, "No, in case there is not sufficient for us and you. Go rather to those who sell, and buy some for yourselves." But while they were going off to make the purchase, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went with him to the wedding, and the door was closed. Then later the other virgins also came, and said, "Lord, Lord, open up to us." But he answered and said, "Truly I say to you, I do not know you. So be watchful, because you do not know the day or the hour when the Son of Man will come. For these things are like a man who went abroad and called his personal servants and handed over his property to them. And to one he gave 5 talents, and to another 2, and to another 1, to each according to his own capacity, and straightway went off abroad. Now the one who had received 5 talents went and did business with them and made another 5 talents. Similarly, he who had 2 talents also gained another 2. But he who had received 1 went away and dug a hole in the ground and hid his master's money. After a long time, the master of those servants came back and settled his accounts with them. And the one who had received 5 talents came and brought another 5 talents and said, 'Master, you handed me 5 talents. Look, I have gained another 5 talents in addition to them.' And his master said to him, 'Well done, you good and faithful servant. You were faithful over a little, so I will appoint you over much. Enter into the joy of your master.' Then the one who had received 2 talents also came and said, 'Master, you gave me 2 talents. Look, I have gained another 2 in addition to them.' His master said to him, 'Well done, you good and faithful servant. You were faithful over a little, so I will appoint you over much. Enter into the joy of your master.' Then the one who had received 1 talent also came and said, 'Master, I know that you are a harsh man, reaping where you did not sow, and gathering from where you did not scatter. And being afraid, I went away and hid your talent in the ground. Look, here you have what is yours.' But his master answered and said to him, 'You wicked and lazy servant, you knew that I reap where I did not sow, and gather where I did not scatter. Therefore you should have placed my money with the bankers, so that when I came, I would have received what was mine with interest. So take the talent from him, and give it to the one who has 10 talents. For to everyone who has, more will be given, and it will be made to abound. But from him who does not have, even what he has will be taken. And cast the unprofitable servant into the outer darkness. There will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. But when the Son of Man comes in his glory, and all the holy angels with him, then he will sit on his glorious throne, and all the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate them from one another, as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. And he will place the sheep on his right-hand side, but the goats on his left-hand side. Then the king will say to those on his right-hand side, 'Come, my father's blessed ones, inherit the kingdom prepared for you after the overthrow of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you took me in. Naked, and you clothed me. Ill, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came to me. Then the righteous will reply to him and say, Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you drink? And when did we see you a stranger and take you in, or naked and clothe you? When did we see you ill or in prison and come to you? And the king will reply and say to them, Truly I say to you, inasmuch as you have done this to one of the least of these brothers of mine, you have done it to me. Then he will say in turn to those on the left-hand side, Depart from me, you cursed people, to the age-abiding fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, but you did not give me anything to eat. I was thirsty, but you did not give me anything to drink. I was a stranger, but you did not take me in. Naked, but you did not clothe me. Ill and in prison, but you did not visit me. Then they too will reply and say, Lord, when did we see you hungry, or thirsty, or a stranger, or naked, or ill, or in prison, and did not take care of you? Then he will answer them and say, Truly I say to you, inasmuch as you did not do it to one of the least of these, neither did you do it to me. And these will go away to age-abiding punishment, but the righteous to age-abiding life.